USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The third day of the Supreme Court nomination hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett has wrapped up, with Barrett being asked by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst if she had any advice for young women.
Be confident to see what she wants, to have a plan. One thing I've often told my own daughters is, you know, that you shouldn't let life just happen to you or sweep you along. You should identify what your objectives are and identify the kind of person that you want to be, and then make deliberate decisions to make that happen.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm his diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.